Tishki Kashimina. This is the 261st program of the Indians for Indians Hour. Kishki Kai speaking. Did I have a big weekend? In fact, I'm still weak from a loss of sleep. I was out to the big annual cattle dance at Mrs. Moreau's place near Binger. Run into some good luck, too. Andrew Dunlap and his folks were having supper near my camp and invited Joe and Jen, that's my two boys, and me over to eat. That was a real treat, and we did not have any supper dishes to wash either. I learned turkey dance. A pretty little Delaware girl from Anadarko by the name of Aileen Thomas taught me. Also put on my feathers and moccasins and got into the war dances. Old man style for me. One of the nicest things that happened to me was the receiving of the gift of a beautiful shawl from Mrs. Moreau, which I shall keep and cherish in the memory of the wonderful time I had out at the cattle dance. I met many old friends, too, including the famous cattle singer Stanley Edge. I wish I had time to tell you more about that powwow, but there's a room full of guests here today, and we want to hear from them. Later on in this program, I'm going to tell you about the five big powwows that will take place this coming weekend. You know, I told you last week Bob Guru was coming over and going to bring a whole group. Of course, Bob didn't tell me who he was going to bring along. Bob, suppose you start in telling these folks the names of all these folks you brought with you.
Well, we have Enoch Smokey and James Silverhorn and James Salo, Charlie Anku, Cyrus Topol, John Abouin, and Leonard Cozette.
That's the singers, aren't it?
Yes, sir. Then we have three drivers.
Three drivers, huh?
Charlie Ash, Ashman from Riverside School, and Earl Stevenson with the Smith Funeral Home, and Lefty William with the Cairo Indian Agency.
Yeah, we have some other guests here, too. Henry Archito and his wife are here, and there's two or three I didn't get a chance to meet and get the name. Bob, you want to tell these folks all about your big program over at Anadarko, the American Indian Exposition. Let's see, now when does that start? Tell us again.
The dates for the exposition is August the 20th to the 24th.
Now see, that's 5 days, isn't it?
That's right.
Begins on Tuesday.
That's right.
You're going to have the big parade on Tuesday as usual?
Yes, we'll have one parade this year. We'll have it on Tuesday.
I see, and what else you got to say about it? I see you've got a lot written down there.
Well, this is the 15th Annual American Indian Exposition, and this exposition is held financed by the state of Oklahoma and federal government. This year, efforts have been made to get the other agency under the Indian Service in Oklahoma interested to bring exhibits and take part in this great Indian Exposition. The Chilaco Indian School to bring exhibits to the exposition this year, and they will also take part in the parade. I'd like to say something about the exhibits. We have exhibits in household arts, individual household arts, senior food displays, juvenile food displays, and then we have 4-H club canning, agriculture products, and then we have a district booth display. This is open to all the Indian agencies in Oklahoma, and the Kiowa Agency, Cheyenne, Arapaho, Shawnee, Pawnee, the Quapaw, Osage, and the five civilized tribes of Muscogee. And then we have livestock, dairy show, horse and mules, 4-H, FFA, and women's club exhibits, individual arts and craft displays. And if you care to, you can secure a premium book for this year's fair by writing to the American Indian Exposition, Anadarko, Oklahoma, Box 480. We have been assured that William A. Brophy, the Commissioner of Indian Fair, will visit the exposition this year. We also have the honor of having the third annual convention of the National Congress of American Indians, a representative from every tribe in the United States will come. And we expect to have 30,000 Indians to attend the exposition this year. I will try to give you some highlights of the exposition. We will have only one parade this year. The exposition opens on Tuesday, August the 20th, and the parade will be 1:30 or 2 o'clock. In the afternoon of August the 20th, we will have horse racing, Indian dancing, and other events in front of the grandstand. The main feature of our exposition this year is a beautiful Indian pageant entitled The Pageant of the Peace Pipe in honor of our war heroes and solemn memory of our war dead. This pageant will be given on the night of Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. Wednesday night, we will have tribal dancing of all Indian tribes at the exposition. Friday night, we will have the World Champion Indian War Dancing Contest with about 200 Indian dancers taking part. May I, as the president of the American Indian Exposition, in behalf of the Exposition Fair Board, extend to you an invitation to be with us during the 15th Annual American Indian Exposition. Don't forget the dates, August the 20th to the 24th.
What about that baseball tournament you're going to have, Bob? You better mention that, too.
Well, we have an all-state softball tournament. It takes place in Anadarko starting August the 13th to the 17th. And this tournament is open to all Indian teams in the state of Oklahoma.
Okay, I guess that about covers it then, don't it?
That's right.
All right, now since you brought all these singers here, I think we better hear from them. What are they going to sing, Bob? You've got a list of them.
Well, first we'll have the flag song. Second, we'll have a slow war dance. Third, we'll have a medium war dance song. And then we'll have round dance and 349s, a gourd dance, and a fast war dance.
Yeah.
I choked him off in the middle, didn't I? Well, it's about time to turn that record over. We're making a recording of this. And anyhow, I want to make this right here in the middle and make this right here in the middle and make this right here in the middle and make. That's on Highway 277, 11 miles north of Lawton and 10 miles south of Apache. A beef a day and plenty of shade and water, they tell me down there. Also, on July the 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Sac and Fox homecoming party on Lee Bass Farm, 3 miles east of Cushing and a half a mile south. All service men invited and be for those at camp. Also on July the 19th, 20th, and 21st, there's a big victory powwow on the sore woman allotment. 1.5 miles east of Clinton on Highway 66 and is a half a mile south. Prizes for costumes and best dancers. They sometimes call this place Dog Patch. If you don't know it by any other name, why, you can find it that way. And then there's another one, big one down here. Henry Ochoa and his wife are giving on July the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's a four-day event. Henry's right, as I told you a while ago, Henry's right here in the studio. That's it, Henry. You're giving this power, Henry, to honor your son, is that right?
Yes.
What's that boy's name now?
Richard Ochoa.
Richard Ochoa, I see. And he's having a birthday Monday, isn't he?
Monday, 22nd.
On the 22nd.
Yeah, he'd be 21.
21. How long was he overseas, Henry?
3 years and a half.
3 years and a half. Let's see, was he in the Army or the Navy?
Navy.
He was in the Navy for three and a half years. And let's see, this place, is this where you live out here, west of Apache?
That's where I live.
It's out there about 6 miles on the Highway 50, is that right?
Yes.
I see. Well, you're looking for a big crowd and everything, huh?
Yes.
I see. Okay, well, thank you, Henry. I'm sorry I couldn't have time for you and your wife to sing us some songs, but we got all these other boys here to sing now. With all that going on, what's the use of staying home? Not me. Trouble is that I'd like to go all of them. Then by resting up real fast, you'll be ready for the next weekend. That's about a week and a half from now, and there's a big homecoming powwow at Apache Ben's Ranch and the big annual Osage ceremonial dances at Pawhuska. But I'll tell you more about those next week. Now to get back and hear these boys sing some more songs, and this time I think they're going to start off with a round dance. Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, ah, 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 ah that's the kind of saying that when you try to keep up with it, it sure makes you warm on a hot night. Don't care how much the breeze is blowing. How about it, Bob? Is that right?
That's right.
Do you think of anything you want to add to what you had to say a while ago?
No, I guess not. Only we invite all the Indians in Oklahoma to come and take part. They're welcome to bring their exhibits and bring their dancing costumes and take part.
Well, one thing you haven't mentioned, the fact that you've got a great big place over there, room for anybody to camp that wants to come. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. We have plenty of shade trees and plenty of water and plenty of camping ground.
All you got to do is just put up a camp and go to sleep, huh?
That's right. Plenty of mosquitoes.
Oh, you shouldn't mention that. My experience is over there, there's so many Indians and more than about a half a mosquito around them. They all get there. Well, I think we've about time to swear off here, Bob, and thanks a lot for bringing these good singers over here. And if the radio audience enjoyed them half as much as I did, they've certainly been gone over big. They really did some fine singing. And now, folks, next week, James Warden and some more of the boys from Canton will come down to sing us some songs and tell us all about the big Northwestern powwow that'll take place on August the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So until then, this is Kiskik Ice saying, hey, knock gotcha, hey!
This program has come to you from WNAD in Norman, Oklahoma.